This is a takeaway. I'm Daljit Dhaliwal in for Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And yesterday, Attorney General Eric Holder gave us all something to think about.
To get to the heart of this country, one must examine its racial soul. Though this nation has proudly thought of itself as an ethnic melting pot, in things racial, we have always been, and we, I believe, continue to be, in too many ways, essentially a nation of cowards.
Eric Holder didn't specify whites or blacks. He was talking about all Americans. Racial cowards? Well, he posed the question to people in a speech yesterday in honor of Black History Month, but we're posing the question to you, 877-8MYTAKE and MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org, and we're getting responses.
Now, this is Doug from Massachusetts. Yeah, I'm afraid to talk about race. You just step on a landmine when the topic comes up, and at work you could be fired for saying something and it's being misconstrued.
We've been getting a lot of great stories from your personal sort of experience of trying to talk about race or experiencing racism. Hmm. And how far have we come?
That last point that he made is interesting, that there's just this kind of fear as well about talking about race. I mean, it's interesting, like, people feel that they can't sort of express themselves openly about such an important and crucial subject. I mean, a lot of people feel that, you know, race is one of the fault lines in American society.
Well, you can certainly hear it here.
Good morning. This is Gary Ciesla from Highland Falls, New York. I don't feel it is cowardice so much as it is ignorance. In my own personal experience, 32 years ago, working in prison, I was asked by a correction officer about a black man. He said, what did he look like? And my answer was, I don't know. They all look alike. I deeply regret that comment. But it was not made out of cowardice, but out of ignorance.
Well, Holder has certainly started a debate and a discussion of whether it is fear that motivates us to talk or withhold our stories about race. Listen to Naomi's story here.
I have a very dear friend. Well, we're just so different. She's black as black. I'm white as white. And we are just so comfortable with each other. We love each other. We do talk about racism, and we're proud of it. And on the other hand, I go to work or I go out in the subway, and I have my prejudices and my biases, and they're very, very deep.
I mean, it's also important to say, you know, that how you view race is obviously determined by where you live and want to live and where you're forced to live.
This is Taggart from Brooklyn. I realized a long time ago, as soon as I moved into New York, that forces that be, especially in real estate, were trying to push me into expensive neighborhoods I couldn't really afford. And I know plenty of white kids, especially young white kids, who live in neighborhoods that I still can't afford and will not pay for because they're afraid of the other. Since I understood that, I've always lived in the neighborhood of the other.
You know, maybe what Attorney General Holder was trying to do is to get us to ask ourselves, how honest are we with ourselves about race?
I lived for 7 or 8 years in an inner city neighborhood where I taught black history to black adults. I myself am white, and I really feel the cowardliness comes amongst white people in a reticence to talk about racism is based on a cowardly approach to revealing to themselves how deeply rooted and how endemic and intrinsic to the American national life racism still is.
What do you think? The discussion was raised by Eric Holder, 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org. Cowards
certainly
about race?
People talking.
Indeed.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.